I'm joined in studio by three of my lovely producers who all start with M, Max, Millie and Madison. Good morning, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Boaty McBoatface.
Amazing.
It's hilarious.
Isn't that the best thing ever?
It's absolutely hilarious.
It's the greatest thing ever. I love the internet.
I love humans. I absolutely love humans. We do this and we're hilarious.
Because this isn't the only time something like this has happened, is it?
No.
No.
Especially on like, because when we were looking up some things, it's always on websites like Reddit or 4chan where these things happen. People can come up with the funniest names and they are always the ones that win because everyone's just like, oh, that's funny. I'll vote for that. That's not going to happen. And it does happen.
And it does happen. You were talking about, was it Vegemite before?
Oh, yeah. We were just like remembering like a couple of years ago when they released Cheesemite, they were like asking the public, oh, what should we name it? And they went with Cheesemite.
They just gave up.
They just gave up because I think they were just two ridiculous names.
What are some of the other ones that have gone horribly wrong?
Oh, my favourite one, I've told you guys, this one was the Pitbull one. There was a Facebook poll and to send Pitbull to a Walmart store in America, if anyone doesn't know. And these two guys on a comedy website rigged it and made sure that he was sent to the most remote Walmart in America, which is in Alaska. And then as a joke, Pitbull was like, yeah, no, I'll do it. Like, fine, I'll do it. And he actually ended up taking the guys who did the poll and took him up on stage in this remote gig in Alaska and performed and said, fine, next time I'll do it at the moon. So
yeah, I feel
he
like,
owned it. He owned it.
I feel like musicians have had the bad coin with all this because we were talking about like Justin Bieber's kind of management were putting a poll on where he should tour next. And I think people were a bit mean to good old the Biebs and want to send him to North Korea.
Did you see what the second place they wanted to
Where
send him to?
Where was the second place?
It was like Iraq or.
Oh my god!
Like.
I don't know where the believers were.
He stayed in America, just, you know, telling everyone. He didn't actually end up going.
I wonder why.
It's a shame for all those Iraqi Justin Bieber fans that had to miss out.
Yeah,
I know. I reckon they're gutted.
There was one about Taylor Swift as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
What was it? She was a similar online poll to Pitbull. She was asked to play at a school for the deaf in America. But I think what she ended up doing was like donating a whole bunch of money to the school instead.
Yeah,
of course, she didn't
like
perform,
Taylor.
But she still really held up her end of the bargain, I would say.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people have been pushed into weird things, like celebrities. But my favourite, and we've mentioned this, is that Greenpeace had a poll and they named a whale Mr. Splashy Pants.
I haven't heard that one.
And it is the greatest thing because I want to go visit Mr. Splashy Pants.
Well, look, if they're getting public interest, I'm all in for any whale named Mr. Splashy Pants.
It's amazing.
I'd like to know who has the balls to like write it as like a as an idea. Like, oh, how's this one gonna go? Like,
well, how the internet works is a lot of the time your name isn't actually there. It's like a username. So especially on like sites like Reddit and 4chan, it's not your name anyway.
Oh, very true, very true.
That's a double-edged sword, though, because with something like Boaty McBoatface or
That's
Mr. Splashy Plants, you'd want to take credit for
that.
Yeah,
when it becomes popular, do you sell your story to the news? Do you go, that was me, that was all me, that was my creative genius.
It was my idea, I'm claiming it.
And they'd be like, no, it's username, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, how would you prove that was your username?
And I guess usernames aren't the most, like close to your name because you want to get it away from your real name as far as possible usually.
Yeah, Mr. Splashy Pants sounds more like a username than a suggestion.
Yeah.
That poor whale.
If I were a whale with that name, I'd be pretty happy.
Really? Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be happy.
Oh, I feel like I'd be swimming around going,
I mean, it's better than Bob.
True.
There's Bob and my name's Mr. Splashy Pants.
Yeah, look, if I had the choice. I'm going with Mr.
Splashy Pants
every time.
Keep in mind, the whale probably has its own whale name, and whales don't tend to speak English. So
they probably have their own name.
So off topic with that, but here's a point that I've been thinking about. Probably very stupid. We name our dogs. Do they name us?
Mm. Oh, that's a good question.
Or cats, fish, anything.
They probably do.
Do they look at us and go, lucky?
I feel like my cat probably calls me Jeeves or some other butler name.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I just feed them.
Jeeves, give me food.
Feed me. Click, 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 click. That is a good question, though.
I've been pondering it.
Dog psychology. Any dog psychologists out there?
Give us a phone.
Call us in. Do us
Let us know.
Well, guys, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tess.
Thank you. Problem.